Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Makis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The list continues of people that are Chayav Malkus. HaTomei She'ochel Es HaKodesh. A person who is Tomei, but still ate from Hegdish. V'Haboel HaMikdash, or someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash Tomei while he is Tomei. V'Yoechel Chalev, someone who eats fat that is forbidden. Not all fat is forbidden. Certain parts of the Chalev of a Behema, not a Chayav, but of a behema, is aser. So whoever gives hashgacha on the meat, besides for the hashgacha on the shechita and making sure that it's not treifa, also has to give a hashgacha on a process called treibering. That's the removal of the fat, which you're not allowed to eat. Vidam, you're not allowed to drink blood. That's from any animal or bird. Vinoiser, every carb must be eaten within a certain time period. If you say a zeh umakayman every morning, so you know the time periods. Like for a carbon shlamim, it's 2 days and the night in the middle. For a carbon tide, it's a night and a day. If the meat is left over after that time, it can't be eaten, it has to be burnt. Now, you're not allowed to leave over nicer. You have to make sure that the meat is eaten before the deadline. But for that, there's no malchus. We discussed that earlier. But for eating the nicer, there's malchus. Upigl. B'yaz Hashem Yisbarach, we do Masech the Zvachim, we'll learn about the sugyas of Pigel. But basically, I'm sure you remember from Parshas Kedoshim, every carbon has four main avodas. There's the Shechita, there's the Zrika, the sprinkling of the blood, bringing it to the Mizbeach, burning it to Haktara. If during these avodas, the Kohen had in mind that he's going to eat it after the deadline, then it cannot be eaten even before the deadline. If someone eats it before the deadline, this is called pigel. Vitame, or if a carbon became tame, and he ate it. Vaiter zok the Mishnah, hashoichet v'hamala b'chut, someone who shechts a carbon, and then brings it up on a mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. Before the Beis HaMikdash was built, there may have been a possibility to bring a carbon on a private bama, but once the Beis HaMikdash was built, you're not allowed to. Someone eats chametz on Pesach. Again, we're talking about a list of where there is a chi of Malkus. One who does work on Yom Kippur. Moshe Rabbeinu made the shemen amishcha. We discussed that earlier. Moshe made that shemen amishcha by mixing together certain samamonim, certain ingredients. It had to be very specific. The measurements had to be specific. The ingredients had to be specific. And Moshe Rabbeinu used this oil to anoint the Mishkan and the Kelim of the Mishkan. And the same oil was later used to anoint Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, as well as kings and Kahanim Gedolim. Now, you're not allowed to make an exact copy of this oil, to use mamish the same recipe and the same measurements. For that matter, of a mefatim as a ketores, you can't make the exact ketores, the specific measurements, the specific ingredients that were used every day in the Beis HaMikdash, unless you're doing it for the Beis HaMikdash. V'hasach, and someone who smears, who rubs into his skin, but he can't find anything else other than the shemen hamishcha, b'shemen hamishcha. V'yoechel nevelos, nevelos is an animal that died without shechita. V'trefos, trefa is an animal that had some type of a problem, so that it couldn't live for 12 months. That's what makes it treifa. Shkatzim uramasim, types of insects or rodents that are usher to eat. Now, anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael cannot be eaten until you separate trumas and maestras. Zakta Mishnah, achol tevel. Person is given malchus if he ate tevel, food where he did not separate truma and maestras. Truma goes to the kayin. Maestras. Okay, so Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi, Maaser Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim or redeemed, and Maaser Ani goes to the Ani. There are three types of Maasers. So if you didn't separate Truma and the Maasers when you were supposed to. Now, quickly, Chazrin, because we've discussed this in earlier Masechtis, what's called when you're supposed to? Well, Truma and Maaser Rishon is always. Maaser Sheni is the first and second year into the Shemitah cycle, and the third year Maaser Sheni is replaced with Maaser Ani. Who do you give Maaser Sheni to? I'm sure you remember. You give it to yourself. The only thing is you have to bring it to your Yerushalayim and eat it, or redeem it bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy certain types of foods there and eat it. So again, the first and second year after Shemitah, it's Maaser Rishon, which goes to the Levi, that's every year, and Maaser Sheni. Third year, it's Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Fourth year and fifth year, it's once again Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, we go back to Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. Seventh year, Shemitah. Every seven Shemitahs is Yovel. So if you don't take off the Trumas and Maasers that you're supposed to, it's called Tavel. The Torah says, Lo yichalu es kachi b'nei Yisrael asher yirimu, meaning to say that you're supposed to take Truma from. For that, there's Malchus. So Maaser Rishon shalai nitla Trumas, and the Mishnah continues. When the Levi receives his Maaser Rishon, he can't just eat it right away. He has to separate a tenth from it and give it to the Kohen. And that tenth is known as Trumas Maaser. So someone ate Maaser Rishon where the Truma was not taken from it. Maaser Sheni v'Hegdash Shaloi Nivdu. Says about Tanur, we're talking about Maaser Sheni that became Tomei, even if he's in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it until you redeem it. If a person eats it in Yerushalayim before it is redeemed, he gets Malchus. Or Hegdish, that was not redeemed. About Tanur explains how we learn all this from Sukkim. Freik the Mishnah, so we mentioned that a person who eats Tevel is Chayav Malchus. How much does he have to eat to be Chayav Malchus? Kama yoichul min ha-tevel, how much tevel must a person eat? V'yechayiv, so he should be Chayav. Reb Shimon says, kol shu, even a small amount. Doesn't make a difference how small. V'chacham maimrim, but the chachamim say, kizayis. It has to be literally the size of an olive. Omelem Reb Shimon said to the chachamim, iatem moidim li? Wouldn't you be moida to me? Wouldn't you agree with me? But oichel namala, if someone ate an ant, kolshu, even though it's a pitsy ant, far less than a kazayah, shu chayev, they would be chayev. So the same should be true for tevel. Amrulay, so the chachamim said to him, enochanami. If someone ate any insect, regardless of how small it is, he would be chayev. But that's mipnei because she kibriyasa. That's because it's in the form that it was created. It's a whole creature. No parts are missing. The Torah says, Sheretz ha-sheretz al-aretz, that you're chayiv for eating that. But not when it comes to tevel. Amalehen Sur of Shimon said back to the Chachamim, Av chita achas kibriyasa, well, one kernel of wheat is also in the form that it was created. And therefore, one should be chayiv malchus for eating a whole kernel of wheat, which is far less than a kazayis. Now, BMS, the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, even if you ate less than a kernel, you would be chayav. But he's only answering the Chachamim. He's saying to the Chachamim, but at least you should be moida to me, that if he eats a whole kernel, he should be chayav. But the Chachamim say, Bishloim, an insect that's alive. So it doesn't make a difference how small it is. One is chayav on it. But the chita, which is not alive, it doesn't have a neshama, as the Bat Tanur explains. So according to the Chachamim, it would have to be a kazayis. Okay, in our Mishnah we learned the following are Chayav Malchus. A person who's Tameh, who ate Hegdish. Someone who came into the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tameh, he ate from the forbidden fats of behemoths, drank blood, ate Noiser, a carbon that passed the deadline, ate Pigol, where the Kohen had in mind during one of the Dalit Avoidos, during the main four parts of bringing the carbon to eat it after the Zman. Or he ate a carbon that became Tameh. Or someone who shechted a carbon and brings it up on a Mizbech outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Someone who eats chametz on Pesach, or someone who eats or does malach on Yom Kippur, one who copies the Shem and Hamishcha, or copies the Ketores, one who smears himself with the Shem and Hamishcha. If a person eats nevela, an animal that died without shechita, treifa is an animal that is treifa, that means that it couldn't live for more than 12 months. If he eats insects or rodents, shkatzim or amasim, then the Mishnah went on to say, if a person eats tevel, proper Trumas and Maasers weren't taken from this food yet. Or eats Maaser Rishon that was given to the Levi, but the Levi didn't take the Truma out of the Maaser to give to the Kayan. If he ate Maaser Sheni or Hegdish that was not redeemed, the Bat Tanura says it's referring to Maaser Sheni that became Tomei, even if he's in Yerushalayim, you can't eat it until it's redeemed. How much does he have to eat from the Tevel to be Chayiv? Rabbi Shimon says even a tiny amount. The Chachamim say it has to be at least the Kazayas. Says of Shimon, if a person eats an ant, that's less than a kazayas. So the Chacham say that's different because that's how it was created. Says of Shimon, well, what about a kernel of wheat? That's less than a kazayas. But the Chachamim disagree. They say something that has a neshama and a chanami. It doesn't make a difference how small it is. But as far as a kernel of wheat is concerned, the shear would be kezayis.